welcome to this Thursday, November 14th edition of Between the Lines. The Dodge County Sheriff concerned that an amendment to the Dodge County budget could impact safety. It involves his department. We'll talk with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt coming up shortly after the bottom of the hour. With the impeachment hearings underway in the House of Representatives, in a sharply divided country, here's something many Americans agree on. It's hard to know what is a true and honest fact. A new poll from the Associated Press finds that regardless of political belief, many Americans say they have a hard time figuring out if information is true. Retired Ripon College political science professor Marty Farrell will join us on the second half of the show. The Fond du Lac City Council last night agreeing to temporarily delay design work on a new Lakeside Park pavilion to allow time to evaluate alternate proposals. The council last night also taking time to discuss the city council structure in general and also to talk about term limits and if there should be any changes or should term limits be reviewed and possibly eliminated. Joining us on the first segment of the show, Fond du Lac City Council President Brian Kohlstedt. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure having you on the program. All right. Up for discussion last night, and you brought this before the council, was a discussion about the structure of the council. All of the council members are elected for 2-year terms. Mm-hmm. And council members are elected at large.
That's correct. And we currently have a limit of three two-year terms before you have to sit off a term.
Then you can come back.
You can come back. And so this was something that during the last election cycle while I was campaigning, I had heard from a few people and even some candidates that were interested in the idea of exploring the options for term limits and district versus at-large representation.
All right. So did you bring this forward because of that or because you, not necessarily because you agree with making any changes?
No, I felt that I owed it to the public, the people that I had talked with, that it was important to bring this up and at least have that conversation and see where the council sits on it. I didn't necessarily have a desire to push in one direction or another. And one thing that I did state was that I did not want this to apply to anyone who is currently in their final term. So that would be myself and Karen Merkel, where we're in our third term. If we were talking about changing or extending term limits, that would not apply to myself.
All right.
And so it was a good discussion. I think we got a lot of good ideas out there. Talked about things. One thing to note about this type of change is that it would be a charter ordinance. And I mentioned that last night, that any change would need to be either a 2/3 vote in favor, or as Mr. Degner brought up, it would need to be brought up as a referendum.
Well, the term limits was passed as a referendum.
That's correct. And that's not necessary that it would need to change by referendum, but it would need to be a 2/3 vote. In any case, I believe public comment would definitely need to be looked at for any change to come about.
All right. So, and I was here. I've been here through the process of the council going with term limits. There have been some years when it's been difficult finding candidates.
That's true, and that's one of the issues with term limits, and was even brought up when we talked about district versus at large, when you have district representation and you, in addition to term limits, then it's really difficult to find somebody to fill a spot. And occasionally on the county board where we do have districts without term limits, sometimes we have situations where it comes down to a write-in vote at in April because we didn't have potential candidates take out papers.
Right. I've always felt with term limits and it's, you know, if you have somebody who's willing to serve and enjoys public service and the voters like how he or she is doing on a governmental body and that person continues to get elected, why should that person have to leave?
That's a comment that's been made to me as well. And then the other comment was that we do have term limits, or at least from the
it's county at the ballot
board.
Box.
It's on the yes. At any point, a member of the county board, which does not have official term limits, the public can elect to remove somebody from.
That's happened many times. And I recall during one election for Fond du Lac City Council, I can't remember what the issue or issues were off the top of my head, but there were, I believe, three incumbent city council members who were involved in a political issue that the public was aware of. They faced challengers as a result of that in the spring election. All three incumbents were defeated. So what happens? People pay attention.
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as districts are concerned, there's pros and cons. I guess the biggest pro is that you have somebody from an area of the city who knows what's going on in their neighborhood, supposedly. So they're able to advocate for that.
That's true. That's one argument for it. Another thing to consider is that we live in an age of electronic communication with social media where you can find your representation throughout the city.
Right. That would be the pro.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, that's the question of why do you need it? You just pointed out one reason why it maybe is unnecessary in this day and age. The negative would be that you would think in a city, especially this size, that all of the people elected to the Fond du Lac City Council would want to vote on an issue that's best for the city as a whole.
That's correct.
And maybe that might be something that might not be best for their particular neighborhood.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, that could be. I don't know. The other thing is, a lot of times you see issues that pop up from time to time. It seems like in larger communities where there's a lot of politics that go on, when you have council members from districts who try to play games where they're not going to vote in favor of a certain issue, if the other council members don't vote for an issue affecting their district, and that I don't think people in Fond du Lac want that those kind of games played.
I would agree with you on that. I think that it gets a little bit political at that point. I don't know if we would see that or if we wouldn't, but definitely things to consider. One of the pros and cons that I brought up about this last night was I read a book, The New Urban Crisis by Richard Florida, where he looks at the economic and racial segregation in metropolitan areas. And that, through his research and through the measures that he used to rate cities, the Fond du Lac metropolitan area is the least economically and racially segregated community. One or two on either of those, but if you combine them, and it turns out to be that we're the least segregated out of all metropolitan areas. And I mentioned this last night was that I take my dogs for a walk on the weekends, and we do about 2 miles, 1 mile in either direction. And I walk past multi-unit apartments, condos, duplexes, starter family homes, moderate homes, all the way up to a few million-dollar homes, all within a 2 mile walk from my house. On the other hand, I also walk past another council member's house on that same walk. So there is some legitimacy to that concern that our representation is concentrated in certain areas.
Does that matter in Fond du Lac?
That's a good question.
Does it really matter? Is there much difference between a council member who lives on 15th Street and a council member who lives on Grove Street?
That is definitely a good question. And I don't necessarily think there is. And based on the conversation last night, there was some interest in going with a district type representation, but there wasn't enough consensus on that, at least from what I could tell, to make it worth pursuing.
What about the term limits? Did the council want to pursue that?
the consensus that I could see, and again, I haven't reviewed the video from last night, but it seemed that there was a consensus to not eliminate term limits, but possibly to extend them. But in that same conversation, I think there was a lot of debate about whether or not this should be a referendum, or if we should vote on it as a charter ordinance through the council. I see a lot of merit to the idea of doing a referendum, although I would be a little bit hesitant to do just a minor change to our term limits through a referendum. I think that gets a little bit too fine detail for something like that.
It seems to me and to a lot of people ridiculous to say a council member has to step off after three terms for one term only to be able to run again. In other words, why the pause? What's the reasoning behind
that? And yeah, I think there's
to artificially tell someone they can't serve for a term.
Right, and I think that goes to the point of how much attention the public pays and what is going on in the city council. And I personally think that there is enough attention to what we're doing.
Yeah.
That the public is aware that of what these elections mean.
Right.
And they're well informed.
All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Lakeside Park Pavilion. And we'll do that in just a moment.